What's up, everybody? Hey, this is, of course, Scott Waite with the Great Waite Podcast. We're doing a quick little hits, as we always like to do. Again, the main podcast will always be on the Facebook/Great Waite PC. But wanted to just go over a few things that I saw, kind of newsworthy. I read just an article today on Engadget about a teen locally here in Arizona that found a flaw in the FaceTime app. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but there was in the iOS, there's a flaw where you could actually listen in on people's conversations before you even did a FaceTime with them. A kid named Grant out here in Arizona was trying to do a group FaceTime chat and was able to listen in on his friend's phones. Crazy, right? You know, I mean, talk about the NSA, man. This kid's got a bright future with them. And so I guess his mom, let his mom know about it. And so they told Apple, they tried to get a hold of them. I tried to do it through Twitter, through Facebook. I guess they weren't able to reach out to him. But I think the reason why they weren't able to reach out to him is because they kind of it sounded like a ransom note, like a demand. Like, we found this flaw, Apple. Can you hook us up with, like, an iMac, a friggin' tour of Apple, some bits pods, iPods. I think they said, like, an iPhone X. I think they wanted, like, $1,000 Apple gift card. They wanted to cut a record of Dr. Dre with Beats Radio. I think they were kind of going a little bit overboard, It's not like how it used to be when I grew up, at least as a kid. My family taught me, hey, you do good deeds and you get rewarded accordingly. You don't look for the reward first. You just do the right thing, and if you get rewarded, great. If you don't get rewarded, that's okay too. But people nowadays, man, too entitled. People want to, they want stuff given to them just because they're helping, and that's not the way it is. You're not always going to get rewarded for doing the right thing. Maybe you might, but it's just important to do the right thing regardless. And then also, I am now on Apple Podcasts. So if you guys were excited about hearing me on Anchor, on Stitcher, on Radio Public, on Google Podcast, on Spotify, really everywhere. Now I'm on Apple too, so come check me out. Thank you so much, and that is your quick hits for Wednesday. Hump day. Yep, that is it. I may be doing a show tonight, so come check me out over at the Bench Bar. If you're out and about in Phoenix, come see me do some comedy. Thank you so much for listening to these little quick hits, a hump day edition, and enjoy your day. What's up, everybody? Hey, this is, of course, Scott Waite with the Great Waite Podcast. We're doing a quick little hits, as we always like to do. Again, the main podcast will always be on the Facebook/Great Waite PC, but wanted to just go over a few things that I saw kind of newsworthy. I read just an article today on Engadget about a teen locally here in Arizona that found a flaw in the FaceTime app. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but there was in the iOS, there's a flaw where you could actually listen in on people's conversations before you even did a FaceTime with them. A kid named Grant out here in Arizona, was trying to do a group FaceTime chat and was able to listen in on his friend's phones. Crazy, right? Talk about the NSA, man. This kid's got a bright future with them. And so I guess his mom, let his mom know about it. And so they told Apple, they tried to get a hold of them. I tried to do it through Twitter, through Facebook. I guess they weren't able to reach out to him. But I think the reason why they weren't able to reach out to him is because they kind of it sounded like a ransom note, like a demand. Like, we we found this flaw, Apple. Can you hook us up with like an iMac, a friggin' tour of Apple, some Bits Pods, iPods. I think they said like an iPhone X. I think they wanted like $1,000 Apple gift card. They wanted to cut a record of Dr. Dre with Beats Radio. I think they were kind of going a little bit overboard, you know? It's not like how it used to be when I grew up, at least as a kid, you know, my family taught me, hey, you do good deeds and you get rewarded accordingly. You know, you don't look for the reward first. You know, you just do the right thing, and if you get rewarded, great. If you don't get rewarded, that's okay too. But people nowadays, man, too entitled. People want to, they want stuff given to them just because they're helping, you know, and that's not the way it is. You know, you're not always going to get rewarded for doing the right thing. I mean, maybe you might, but it's just important to do the right thing regardless. And then also, I am now on Apple Podcasts. So if you guys were excited about hearing me on Anchor, on Stitcher, on, you know, Radio Public, on Google Podcast, on Spotify, you know, really everywhere. Now I'm on Apple too. So come check me out. Thank you so much. And that is your quick hits for Wednesday. Hump day, hump day. Yep. That is it. I may be doing a show tonight, so come check me out over at the Bench Bar. If you're out and about in Phoenix, come see me do some comedy. Thank you so much for listening to this little quick hits, a hump day edition, and enjoy your day.